Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over, over there. Okay there, gang, the joint's wide open, so get your foot on the rail and bend an elbow with your favorite stars as they spill you a jigger of 100-proof tunes and giggles in answer to your commands to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Tonight, riding herd on those communiques from APO this and FPO that, the gal who never left an Academy Award dinner empty-handed, Oscar's favorite girlfriend and one of yours, too, your CO of CP, Betty Davis.
Thank you, Ken Carpenter, and hello, men. It's nice being here.
Excuse me, Betty. We forgot to tell you something.
Forgot something what?
Well, you see, a gang of guys in New Guinea said, what's Bob Hope got that Betty Davis hasn't got?
The answer to that is joke, but why bring it up?
Well, no reason, I guess, except they want you to start off Command Performance a la Bob Hope.
Well, if they ask for it, at least I can try it. Thank you, Ken Carpenter. Hello, fellas. This is Betty Davis, Command Performance Davis. Telling all you GIs, whether you're in the north or south, there's nothing as delightful as a good paste in the mouth. Yes, sir, I just got back from San Diego. I never saw so many P-38s. You know what a P-38 is? That's Crosby's stork with two tails. Crosby, you all know Crosby, the pumped-up Sinatra. Next week, Bob Hope imitating Betty Davis, and let's hope Hope does Davis better than Davis does Hope. Well, men, Command Performance gets a good many letters that say, send us the voice of Marilyn Maxwell. We even got a note from Welcher Nelsberg, the alfalfa and motorcycle king. And they say, with each and every photograph of Marilyn, please include four pins. Ah, yes, these women are really causing a pin shortage in the USA. Men, Marilyn Maxwell. Thank you, Betty, and hi there, fellas. Love to old 493 and Private Dale, Red Falligan, Duke Martin, and Fingers Lopez. Wright and the Liberator Gang of 520. Hello, Johnny Richmond, 559, James Lofton Hunt, Navy 137, and the 230 Signal Gang known as Babyface Dick, Powdered Egg Chandler, Pickle Wallace, No Pickles Williams, and Gherkin Adcock. Yeah, man, sweet and sour. Fellas, my vocal coach, Dr. Crosby, isn't here tonight, but those swell music maids and Lee are, and we'd like to pay off your request for Wish I May. May we? Needles!
Here!
Chiplets!
Here!
When a man marries, his trouble begins.
When a man dies, his trouble ends. Let's touch down and see who wins.
Wish I may, wish I might, get the wishes I'm wishing tonight. A young cadet, blonde or brunette, a Romeo in search of Juliet. Wish I might, wish I may, get the wishes I'm wishing today. A lot of boys, a lot of noise, and an awful lot of poise. I want a date who'll stay out late. A brother rat who'd leave me flat was raised. What's an orchid from New York? A rat of taffeta will be round me. Scads of lads will howl me and they will cheer for the belle of the ball of the year. So hold me close and hug me tight, 'cause that's a wish I wish I may, I might.
Wish you had an old jalopy job.
Wish I may send a dozen roses.
I wish I might.
Wish I had a proper closet.
I wish I may.
Wish I had a swinky hairdo.
I wish I might.
Wish my evening gown was bare too.
I wish I may.
I would not shut little eyes out,
and I would get the wish I wish tonight.
Wish we didn't have a chaperone.
Do.
Wish we had a chance to be all alone. We could slip away and tell jokes and drink coke. But we're afraid the prophet never condone it. So we wish we may, we wish we might. They need old pens, triplets, twins. Give a yell, give a cheer, for the bell of the drum of the year. So hold me close and hug me tight. That's the wish I wish I made. Song was a delight to every man who heard it. For as Shakespeare said, the man who hath no music in himself, nor is not moved with concord of sweet sounds, is fit for treason, stratagem, and spoils. The motions of his spirit are as dull as night.
What clash! What brave triumph! Miss David, you are indeed a cultured tomato. Permit me to introduce myself, Macaulay.
Fellows, needless to say, James Durante, Esquire.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
James Durante, Esquire.
I never read anything else. You know, Miss Davis, I have been looking high and low for a person of your ilk. I could not help but notice the charm, refinement, and breeding pour out of you like sweat off a horse's neck.
You're trying to turn my head, Mr. Durante.
Au contraire, ma petite. Note that my Spanish is impeccable.
I was about to mention it if you hadn't. But you still haven't explained why you've been looking for a person of my ilk.
Because you, dear lady, are a member of the social set in Hollywood. And I wish to mingle with the blue buds, you know. The herb pelouse.
I see. In other words, you're a social climber.
Precisely why I am here. But despite my Harvard accent, my suave warfare, and you a bee, not to mention my esprit de corps at Chanel No. 5, I am not acceptable to the upper strata because of the company I keep.
What sort of company do you keep?
I go around with my family.
That's a shame.
You know, people don't realize what a cultured gentleman I really am. Why, never a day goes by that I don't pick up a book, if only to dust it off.
What type of literature do you enjoy most, Mr. Durante?
Oh, the classics, Miss Davis, the classics. Shakespeare, De Maupassant, Oscar Wilde.
I love Oscar Wilde, too. Weren't you crazy about Lady Windermere's fan?
Yeah, but I like her new act better. She's using a bubble now.
That must be fetching. But to return to your social problem, Mr. Durante, just how do you propose to solve it?
I have a sensational idea, Miss Davis. In order to introduce myself to society, I am planning an exclusive lawn party at my palatial motel. Writers come from the intelligentsia. It will be the biggest lawn party ever held.
The biggest lawn party ever held?
Yes, it will extend right into the gutter.
And am I invited?
Indubitably.
You don't say.
Not only that, I want you to invite all your friends amongst the intelligentsia. For instance, can you bring Ernest Hemingway?
Indubitably.
Noel Coward?
Indubitably.
Alexander Graham Bell?
About him, I am not so dubitable.
I see. Splendid education, this girl.
Well, Wellesley, 32, and you?
Durante, 49. But to get back to my party, Miss Davis, it will indeed be a gala affair. Do say you'll come.
Oh, delighted, Mr. Durante. Shall I dress?
Naturally, we don't want the cops.
No. Oh, no, no. No, I meant will it be formal?
Very formal. Wear your slacks.
All right, sir.
Pray do. You know, Miss Davis, You'll love the people at the party. You're just... They're just... You're set. They write everything wrong. It should be "They're just your set." You know Barbara Hutton, of course.
Oh, yes. Will she be there?
No, but there'll be several girls from her store. Naturally, from the 10-cent counters only.
Oh, naturally. He will be served, no doubt.
If you care for that sort of thing. Of course, for the more discriminating guests, they're straight gin.
Oh, this is beginning to sound like a delightful brawl. What about entertainment?
There will, of course, be a multiplicity of casual divertissements for the ensemble.
What does that mean? What does it mean?
I don't know what it means. I did well enough to say it. But to tell the truth, I'm a little short on talent for the party. I thought I'd come here and sniff around for some.
Well, you have... you have the equipment for it.
A delightful quid, Mrs. Davis.
Mr. Durante, you mentioned talent for your party. Our next guest on command performance might be just the thing. He's a man quite well thought of by the younger set.
My crowd, huh?
Yes. His name is Artie Shaw, and as far as the clarinet is concerned, I consider him a virtuoso.
Don't insult the kid until you heard him.
My apologies.
Tell her who?
Naturally. But let's let Artie speak for himself. Fellows, that grand band leader and artist, ex-Navy bandmaster, Artie Shaw.
Thank you, Betty. Hi there, men. It's a real pleasure to appear on this big show of yours. I'd like to shake hands long distance with MP Doug Price at 2-5 and Section 2 at 980, including Sheik Cass, Big Bear Hudson, Handsome Gentleman, the Green Bay Flash, Boss Harkness, Man About Town Butcher, and Hillbilly Wiseman. And especially, I want to play this number for a guy from the Deep South, one Harry George Moore, Steward Third Class Navy 131, a little club I was a member of for the last couple of years myself. Say hello to the gang for me, will you? And my best regards to the brig. Now, I'm going to do my best for you with a little tune I think you'll like. Long Ago and Far Away. Take it, boys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Artie Shaw. By the way, Artie, Mr. Durante here is looking for entertainers for a party he's giving.
Oh, really?
Yes, my boy, and I listened to your rendition very carefully. You know where my house is?
Why, yes.
Well, stay away.
Mr. Durante, you can't mean that.
I got nothing against Mr. Shaw personally. It's just that the clarinet is a low-class instrument played by hoodlums. I ought to know. I played one myself.
But look, Jimmy, the clarinet's been used in symphonies for years.
How well I know. I'll never forget that night in Carnegie Hall. We were in the middle of Topashovsky's Pathetic. And I steps down to the podium for my clarinet solo. The spotlight is on me. The audience is tense.
Yes.
Not realizing I had forgotten my instrument, for 2½ choruses, I was fingering my nose.
It must have been a long solo.
I didn't think that was a joke, or you wouldn't have had that, Miss Davis.
Can't say that line.
However, that is neither flotsam nor jetsam. I'll give you an idea what kind of entertainment I want at the party. Something classical, like this. Major, 8 to the Oakley. Are you ready? Hit it. Now, secret my favorite diversion last night and feeling in the pink, I stepped into my plush upholstered hansom. Put my 2 footmen commanding the poop deck and my Arabian steeds going at a gentle trot, we approaches the theater marquee. And what happens? The red carpet is rolled out. My 2 footmen descend from the poop deck. They open the door and I steps out. Looking up from the gutter, I said, who told you to remove the running board? Picking myself up and ignoring the stares of the hoi polloi, I makes myself gallantly into the diamond horseshoe, removing my top hat, my nylon gloves, my skunk muffler, and my patent leather goulashes with the neon buttons. I looks around. Mrs. Van Schuyler is whispering to Mrs. Murray Hill. Mrs. Murray Hill is whispering to Mrs. Susquehanna. And what are they saying? Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Is it Superman? No, it's a bum. You see, a vicious rumor has been circulated just because I work in a saloon. They say I'm not fit to mingle in any other circle. That's ridiculous. Nightclubs are just the Mr. Hyde part of me. You have yet to meet the Dr. Jekyll. I'm Durante, the patron of the arts, an opera critic and a man of parts. You know, last night I went to the opera. I loved it. All but one scene. That's where the 350-pound soprano sings to the baritone. She sings, take me in your arms and hold me close. Why, to hold her close, the bum would have to be curved like a banana. Those opera lovers all rave at Handel's Largo. Why, I've heard better music written by Umbriaco. Now, what I say may sound absurd, but believe me, it's true. I've seen every opera. And I'll name them for you. Tales of the Vienna Roll, Madame Buttermilk, the Sextet from Leachy Nuts, and the Quartet from Rigor Mortis. I could go on for days. I coach sopranos and tenors in their parts, 'cause I'm Durante, the patron of the arts. Now, just the other day, they held a meeting at the Metropolitan in the cellar. They says, Jimmy, we're in a hole. You gotta help us out. Stepping up on a soapbox left over from La Boheme, I said, gentlemen, let's analyze this. Now take Romeo and Juliet. Romeo has to leave Juliet. But does he say shoo-shoo, baby? No. In opera, he says, I have but a moment to spend with you. A moment, my dear, to spend with you. A moment to spend, a moment to spend, a moment, 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 a moment. He's got 1 moment to spend. He's taken 3 hours to tell her about it. And that bum is making a federal case out of it. Then she says, I will give you a kiss, my love. A burning kiss upon the lips. A burning kiss, a kiss, a kiss. A kiss upon the lips. A burning kiss, a kiss, a kiss upon the lips. Upon the kiss, upon the lips. By the time he's ready to kiss her, the fire's out. And I said to the committee, there's only one way to save the opera. Get yourself new lyrics that are fast and renowned. Like Pistol Pack and Mama, lay that pistol down. They all gave thanks from the bottom of their hearts to Durante, the patron of the arts, a connoisseur. Durante, the patron of the arts.
Thank you. Thank you, Jimmy Durante.
You see now what I want for my party? Something classical.
Yes, I'm sorry I didn't realize that before, Mr. Durante. My apologies.
Kelly who?
Naturally. But I think I have just the man for you. He meets your requirements to a T.
What does he do?
He plays the piano. And perhaps you should talk to him yourself. Jose Iturbe. Jose Iturbe, I'd like you to meet Jimmy Durante.
Jimmy Durante?
How are you, Hose?
Hiya, nose.
He's speaking pure Castile. So this kid is a piano player, huh, Miss Davis? Who did he play with?
Well, he played with the Moscow Symphony, the Paris Conservatory, the New York Philharmonic, with Leopold Tchaikovsky, the Thomas Beecham and Kusevitsky.
Can't hold a job very long, huh?
Are you looking for a pianist, Mr. Durante?
Yeah, but I don't think you'll do, kiddo. I gotta have a guy who can read music.
But I do read music.
Don't you understand? I want a classicist. If I hired you, would I be true to the great masters? Would Mendelssohn like it? Would Mendel's daughter like it? Would Mendel himself like it?
Jimmy? Jimmy, for your information, Mr. Iturbe happens to be a musician of some renown.
Well, I'll tell you, Joyce. If you're as good as Miss Davis says, maybe I can use you at that.
Mm-hmm. Will I receive any recompense for my services?
No, just money. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How much do you get for a night?
Well, about $3,000.
I see you work over scale. Get a load of them musicians laughing. $3,000, huh? I wasn't prepared to pay quite that much.
How much did you have in mind?
Well, about 3.5.
Well, I will have to think it over. But meanwhile, if I don't get in touch with you, by all means, don't get in touch with me.
Let's not be too hasty, Jose. Besides the $1.50, you can pick up a few bucks more in tips.
You mean they keep the piano player?
No, Jose. But you're going to be a waiter, too. But wait a minute. I'm not making any rash promises until I see what you can do.
Well, I think you'd be fairly safe without auditioning, Mr. Iturbe.
I can't take a chance. Miss Davis, I got the music here for a piano duet.
A duet?
Yeah, that's when two people play. They call it a duet. You got your part? You know, them little black things that you see there are notes.
This one is moving.
That one is moving, huh?
Yes.
That's something else again. Brush it off. Now, Jose, you just wait a minute, and I'll take the beginning. Wait a minute. I play the preliminaries. You know, you can easily be replaced. I wouldn't do that if I was you, stranger. It might lead to a feud. We'll start again, Mr. I. Josie. Now, just what did you accomplish by that?
I was merely trying to please.
Everybody wants to get into the act.
Well, Jimmy, possibly Mr. Latourby felt a little uncomfortable playing a duet with such a great artist. Maybe he'd rather play a solo.
A solo?
Yes, that's when one person plays. They call it a solo.
Okay, let the big show off play. All I can say is, I face these next few minutes with foreboding. I'm going to go looking for foreboding. I'll be back in a minute.
I'm sorry, Mr. Latourby. Calm Mr. Durante's fears. What's your command performance for tonight?
The boys have asked me to play Waltz in E minor by Chopin.
If you happen to like Boogie Woogie.
Thank you very much, Mr. Durante.
That's okay. You're really all right. Miss Davis, I guess I was wrong about this guy. My apologies.
Tally-ho.
Naturally.
Well, ma'am. As they say down in the big Smoky Mountains, there aren't nary a drop left in the old jug. It's so plumb empty that it's drier inside than it is out. But drop around next week for a refill. We'll be using our choice stock again then, bottled in the USA, or His Majesty, each one of you in the AEF. Thanks very much from all of us over here. And this is Betty Davis speaking for the gang on command performance, sending love and good luck to all of you over there.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service. We'll be right back.